Could you maybe just tell us some of the main challenges you were faced with in redeveloping the church?
Probably the most important challenge was just to fit in this small but beautiful space of the existing church a whole series of new functions that were almost too big for what this space was thought for. The main idea of merging the new and the old in a successful way was that we found kind of transparent structure by reflecting and mirroring existing elements of the existing architecture. And on the other hand, by using in a very kind of efficient way a freestanding structure right above the entrance, a kind of a piled up rack with two floors that offer additional space, which is quite valuable in this situation here. That means that the original qualities of the historical piece of architecture are visible and perceptible again. And at the same time, you see, of course, a completely new atmosphere. You feel a new kind of space when you're in here.
What sort of feeling do you want people to have when they walk into this space?
I think they should, first of all, feel that this is a generous and very bright, beautiful space. When you enter, you have a kind of a foyer situation, but already in this foyer, you can see the whole dimension of the space, which I think is a sign of being open towards the city and all kind of people that come in this place.
If you were to pick out one feature from this design that you're particularly proud of, which would it be?
These different screens, which are the main element of the new intervention, is that part which I think is the most interesting for me. That means a series of timber frames glazed with different types of glass, and we have two types of mirrors, and all of a sudden reflections and fractions of the existing space gives it a kind of a complexity and a richness which I like a lot.